Friday, Michael Stone in with me. Mike is off, but I got the Godfather, Michael Stone, fresh off of seeing The Boss last night. And like a boss, he made it to work. He made it to work in time, had an hour to spare. Stoney, you're the man. I promise you, we will get to some football, but I just happened to notice the Tigers starting lineup for tonight. You heard Jeremy say in the update earlier in the hour and said that, Urshela got DFA, Akil Badu's going back down
to Toledo. Yep.
And yeah, Tigers are bringing up Trey Sweeney and they're bringing up Jace Young, and both are in the starting lineup tonight.
Good.
They did it, man.
Yeah.
They did it.
They made it to the show.
No. The Tigers have found a way to hook me to watch this game. they, you know what, Scott? I'm curious.
Yeah.
I want, especially if Trey Sweeney can, he's a shortstop. Hey, Javi's not in the lineup, okay? I want to see this. I'm excited about this. I realize this team is not going anywhere, but I want to see these young guys come up. I know. I feel like I'm falling for the banana in the tailpipe here. But
well, I'll say this. I didn't think about it until you just said it. I think I'm with you. I think I have to now watch.
Right.
Because something Kenny just said to me, let's see. Were you being blocked? Let's see. Are you the reason why they didn't go out and get bets?
Well, if we get, we sometimes overdo our praise and our anticipation for guys like minor league numbers and things like that. Young has not really been good the last month to 6 weeks. Like he's hitting like .210 or something. So let's, Jim Leland always said, anytime you bring up a guy, I'm playing him. What are they here for? So let him play, especially with a team that's going nowhere. And one other thing to mention here that about the subject we talked about last, Mumford is brilliant. I mean, ESPN.com now, ex-Michigan staffer Connor Stallions coaching at Detroit High School. They had quotes from the coach, Andy Staples, who's a big college football guy on Twitter. Mumford's, scouting reports are going to be on fire now. I mean, they're getting a lot of publicity.
No, they are. And I think that was, they knew that. It's going to be the trade-off. You're going to get publicity, but not all of it's going to be good.
No,
but
I know.
People are, the first game that they have, they will probably have national people show up. Not just your local, high school beat writers. They're going to have some ESPN people. They're going to have some athletic people there. And no matter what happens, everybody's going to want to interview the DC. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to talk to Connor. So it's how you embrace it. And it looks like they are embracing this. So we'll see what happens. Look, everybody, if you can get an opportunity, I'm not going to begrudge a man for getting an opportunity.
No.
I'm just saying, if you're Mumford, is this really the road you want to go down? Is this really who you want to attach yourself to the hip with? Because for everybody who thinks, oh, this is a great idea, it's a whole lot of people really ready to rip you and make fun of you. So it's not me being mean. It's just, wow. Okay. He's on the sidelines of Mumford, the Stallions. Okay.
The Mumford Mustangs, whose logo is a stallion. Amazing. Yeah.
But like I said, as far as tonight with the Tigers, yeah, I almost feel dirty saying I'm excited. I want to see this. I want to watch this. And I know it's one game.
Right.
And here's what happens. Normally in that first game, that person looks like an all-star Hall of Famer. Oh, my God. He went 4-for-4 at the plate. He crushed 2 home runs. He did this. And you start extrapolating. And then water finds its level.
Right. In baseball more than any other sport.
But because you have been waiting on Jace Young and you've been hearing about him, it's now time. And with Trey, man, if you could just be – if you could have a war of zero, you're still better than Javi.
Right. And the other thing is that, Sweeney, remember who he was drafted by first? The Yankees. He was a first-round draft choice of the Yankees. He gets a chance to go up against the team that drafted him. and then he got traded to the Dodgers, and now he's here, and he's been really, really good in Toledo so far. But like we said, it's a whole different ballgame.
So I don't know. I mean, people may be thinking I'm crazy, but I'm actually kind of excited to watch this game. Hey, David, if it wasn't going to rain, man, I may even go down to the game to watch.
You going
to
put any shekels on Judge home run?
Oh, you know. That's always
It's always a possibility. Yes, exactly.
David, why you look at me that way?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just going to say it'll be dry. You can still head down there for the game.
Put it this way. It's going to be on the big screen.
By the way, in their first major league game, you realize who they're going to be facing. Garrett Cole.
So what you're saying is,
curb your enthusiasm.
Yes. They're 2-for-4, 3-for-4, and we got superstars in our hands. Yeah,
right. That means we got Hall of Famers, that Scott knew what he was doing, and the core is here. And next year, there will be buyers at the deadline. David, a couple of ticket texts.
Yeah, a couple. One right off the rip says, yeah, you know what? I hate to agree with you, Rico, but I'm also watching tonight, and I haven't watched in months.
An excitement that really since like an opening day, like, okay, some of the young guys are here. You look at this lineup and you're like, okay, is this your core? Meadows, Carpenter, Veerling, Young, Henry Molloy, McKinstry, Sweeney, Rogers.
Keith isn't playing. They said he's banged up a little bit tonight. And of course you got Riley Green.
Right.
So another roster move will have to be made in a few days when Riley Green's back.
But it's like, okay, is this your team of the future? Like, are we going to get a glimpse of what this team is supposed to be?
Possibly.
So yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Wow. Someone says Stallions lives rent free in your heads. Or the news happened and we just brought up what was in the news.
I mean, he really doesn't. Like I said, I just thought it was ridiculous.
Wasn't on any of the show sheets until the story broke.
Chase Young also lives rent-free in my head. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that's news as well. Trey Sweeney, rent-free in my head. Stoney coming back from a concert, that's rent-free in my head as well. Or you're probably an idiot Wolverine fan who just lives in the basement, and you are paying rent. No, I'm sorry, you're not, because you're living in your parents' basement. Go ahead.
Someone is saying Cole has a 4.7 ERA. Only 46 innings pitched. I'm not scared about that tonight.
I'm not scared, but I think his last game, I have to check, he pitched pretty well. It's still, I mean, you're going out, your first game in the major
leagues. Someone
that
actually matters and can pitch.
Is against a prominent pitcher.
Yeah, that matters. Castex's reign is over. Eddie Murphy in Hollywood is going to ruin it.
Oh, man, what if Eddie did show up?
That would be awesome. That to see. They should bring them all back. Did you see the redo?
I have not. That's still on my list to see.
I heard it's okay. I heard it's much better than the third, which was
everything
awful.
Was better than the third.
Right.
I mean, the third one never should have been made. We won't even talk about
it. Oh, because when they had the premiere at the movie at the Imagine, where Calvin Johnson was there, and I did a Q&A with him. I have a Mumford T-shirt.
There you go.
Yeah. It doesn't say Stallions on it though.
You should get it put on the back.
Yeah, you should add that now. From Jake, says, I know Rico absolutely hates this, but this was a genius move by Mumford.
Guys, I don't
for
hate
publicity,
this.
Yes.
I said, Mumford is getting him for free. Everybody, you're on the front page of everything. Now, just remember, all publicity is not good publicity, so I don't care. I'm just like, wow. This is what you're doing. Let's hope it works out for you.
Stone, you should get that shirt signed by Stallions. That'd be pretty cool. That'd make it such a good novelty item.
You're right. Think about that.
Yeah. But yeah, Mumford, I've seen the football team.
Not good. Let me read this to you, though, Rico. Drew in Woodhaven. Rico, I'm now mad at you. Listening to you talk about the tonight's Tigers game is making me want to watch it. Okay,
look.
See, you did it again.
So what, that's the anti-deflator?
Yes, and yeah, you inflated the Tiger interest tonight.
Guys, they got brought up, and they were I looked at the lineup, and I looked at Stoney like, man, they're throwing them right in there. I want to see what they have. And I realized, first, I'm not expecting anything, but I guess I'm trying to see what the Scott Harris vision is. He is banking everything on these young guys, and this lineup is what he expects his core to be.
Right. Now, Young was drafted by the father of the Bally Sports color commentator tonight.
Oh.
Alex Avila.
It's Avila. All right. As promised, football next, 97.1.